On episode 10 of HPDHQ, we have special guest Officer Bo for School Resource Officer.
Welcome back to HPDHQ, the official podcast of the Huntersville Police Department. I'm Odette Saglombeni, the Public Information Officer.
And I am Brian Vaughn, the Lieutenant over Training and Personnel.
We're getting good. What's at the up? Intro.
I know. Smoother. So episode 10, is this right?
Nine or 10.
It's episode 10. Last week was 9.
Yeah.
And we were so good about all our note-taking and stuff right off the bat.
No notes.
And there's no notes in front of us now.
No.
So either we're getting really good, or we're really bad.
Yeah.
But we've been getting 100-something, 150 or so listens each week. So
followers were going up, so that's good.
Did you see it? Now Mexico has been added to the countries on the Podbean. Yes. Yep. So can you speak Spanish?
No. Right. A little Portuguese.
Well, we could.
Because I'm Portuguese.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's very similar to Spanish, but it's different, obviously.
Yeah, so I don't know. We got one listener in Mexico now. So there's one listener in Mexico. There's like 13 or 14 in Canada.
I still don't.
Somebody's playing tricks on us.
Maybe they're actually here, but something with their IP address is
they're
still
hiding.
Who knows?
They're hiding.
Hiding.
How was your weekend?
Oh man.
Me a couple of days ago you've got like a your dog sitting or something for your mother-in-law?
Yeah. No, my mother.
Your mom.
So she went to New York. Like I said, we're Portuguese, and my family likes to get Portuguese-type food, and the only place to do that is up in Newark. So I still have family that lives in New York, and my husband's from New Jersey. So my mom had to make a trip up there so she can go to the store and get some stuff because I need more olive oil. And there's this Portuguese stout tuna. Oh, it's
seems awfully expensive to go.
It's not. I mean, she's going to see family anyway. I have to watch her. I had to watch her dog. And I said, well, if I'm taking the dog, you have to take one of my kids. So she took my son.
Seems like an even trade.
I think I got the bad end of the deal. So she leaves her dog with us, and he's older. He's not a puppy, but he likes to get up on the furniture, and he's, I don't know, I can't say what I want to say about him, but he, within the first hour, he chewed up our dog's bed, not his own bed, our
Yours.
Dog's bed. And then I found him on our couch. Our dogs are not, or I say dogs, I only have one now. He's not allowed on the furniture. So this one, he's driving me crazy, and his name is Gucci.
So it sounds like
really hard
should
to
be
yell.
Savage.
Gucci. Yeah. Savage. Yeah, he's testing me.
Wow.
He's testing me, but he's still not as bad as owning a cat.
Definitely not cats.
Still not.
Yeah. I found out earlier that there's more cat people here than I thought.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to talk about cats even more.
So my husband's family is actually a cat family, but I don't allow cats in my house. But one of the cats they used to have, who has since passed away, he would just randomly attack people. I was up there visiting them one time, and he was just walking through the living room, and just all of a sudden he decided to attack his stepfather and just went off on him. It was funny.
Cats are, that is like the spawn
they're
of
so mean.
Evil.
Yeah.
They are awful. You need a dog, people. Get a dog.
They're
dogs love you back.
The only good thing I can say about cats is they're pretty maintenance free.
Yeah.
I mean, you can leave them for a little bit. I mean, people don't usually have to watch. I mean, you know, leave some food out and they can.
It's like,
what is that thing
what you do for
the
your kids?
Litter box. Yeah.
Just leave some food laying around.
Yeah.
They're good.
They'll be fine.
Oh, man. It's freaking cats. Yeah. Hey, so episode 10, we're doing school resource officer today. We have Officer Bo here from
Banano.
Lake Norman Chata School. Good afternoon.
How's it going, everyone?
What's up? Are you a cat person or a dog person?
I'm 100% a dog person.
Woo! Okay. I thought that was going the other way.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say cat.
Sorry, litter box draws the line right there. Got enough strange smells from the three dogs that I have in the house, so it's a little much. And you guys tested my restraint already today, talking about New Jersey, New York, different kinds of food. And I'm sitting here waiting for the intro to be over. Like, can I also speak about New York? I love food.
Your voice, you sound like you're from Gastonia. Is that right?
Is that, I don't know how to take that. How many listeners do we have in Gastonia?
I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I love Gastonia. I take that as a compliment. Shout out to Detective.
Where are you from, Officer Bo?
I'm originally from Lincoln Park, New Jersey, which is up in the Montclair, Wayne area. I moved here.
That's about where my husband's from.
Yeah, see, I mean, we stick together. Right, Lincoln Park borders it, and I heard a ugh about Newark before, but the food, especially
the food
on the corners,
good.
I mean, it's legit. So, but
you don't have to stop for red lights at night in Newark.
There's a lot of things you don't have to do in Newark.
They're optional.
Yeah, it's tough. But yeah, I moved here about 8 years ago. So I live in Huntersville now. I'm happy here. One of the greatest communities in North Carolina.
Shout out.
Little plug. HPD plug.
Yeah.
Come work here.
Yeah, right?
It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. How long have you been a cop with us?
I am now in my 7th year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's almost a decade.
Golly, you don't look a day over 50.
Well, people say we look alike a little bit.
They
so,
do. Yeah, that happens all the time. Like you
Not
said.
The hair, though.
Well, the hair usually gets
it.
I mean, mine's on another. I'm getting ready for Halloween, I don't want to shorten it too much. I've got something in mind for Halloween with the wife, so I've got to let the hair grow in a little more than usual.
I don't think it would move if...
Oh, no, yeah, this is Pauly D windproof right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's not going
New
anywhere.
New Jersey roots. Yeah, so yeah Jersey
for sure.
Shore style.
Yeah, I can see your sleeves are rolled up. That's the tightest uniform sleeves I've ever seen.
I've gotten a fist pump all day comfortably in here. I will say, though, I texted you earlier in the week about how impressive your beard is.
Yes, sir.
Came in extremely gray. That's one thing we wouldn't have alike. It's well-groomed, but also has that gray and blackness. It's like you look like the guy who gets made over on, like, the Ellen show. With really trimmed the beard up, but he hadn't done anything with it for a while. It looks good.
Like I got the makeover.
Yeah,
you're but the then I never maintained the makeover.
No, it's fresh off the makeover because the hair looks good as usual. You know,
you know
the
what
beard
he
is
looks like.
Beard is well trimmed. Yeah, right.
He looks like was it the father on Trolls?
Trolls. Yeah.
Yeah.
No troll left behind. That's right.
Speaking of trolls.
So why did you get into this line of work?
Well, growing up, it's weird. You know, you're in school and people teach you about occupations. You hear doctor, lawyer, police officer, fireman. It's like a real career. It helped that it's the same career my father had. So my dad was a police officer in Fairview, New Jersey for 27 years. He's been retired for a while now. Part of the reason why we moved down here is he wanted a boat. So he's found Lake Norman and he convinced us all to come with him. I contacted the Huntersville Police Department a year and a half before we decided to move. I finished college up north and went right into BLET with this as my goal as a job. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Following your dad's footsteps.
Yep. It's been pretty cool. I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot of what to do. And as he would be happy to admit, I've learned a lot of what not to do also from him.
Haven't we all?
From his
not
own
to
mouth.
Your dad,
yeah.
But
yeah.
We've all learned what not to do.
Yeah, for sure. Which is a big help. Very much like him in a lot of different ways, the good and the bad. So it's I wear it as a badge of armor. You know, it's cool to wear the same name tag with the same last name as you know, the family.
Speaking of last name, I know everybody's thinking it. Because who hasn't watched the Netflix thing about the mob?
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure. Usually I say no comment to things like that.
Banano.
Yeah, Banano. Original
Banano.
Five. Original five families.
Banana.
Represent.
Banana.
I don't know.
I watched that. I think it was a few months ago. I was like, Banano. Yep. It's
right.
Spelled different.
It is.
Banano.
Rumor is, though, my grandfather had our name change the spelling on the way over. So
because
we'll
of them?
Yeah, but I can't give. Well, I don't know. I can't really give you much more information into it than that. Plead the fifth.
Yeah. I hope you remember that. Yeah. Fifth.
Fifth.
Plead the fifth. Hey, man, I will say, man, every guest that comes in here, except for the ladies last week who I kind of know, but, you know, everybody comes in here, man, these are all, we get like awesome people up here to come up here and talk. And then I've met Ron's dad before, too. He is a super cool dude.
I've never met him.
He is so cool, man.
You know what, I'll have to tell him, especially being from up north, he'll make you like an eggplant parm. he enjoys getting, yeah. That
my so speaking of eggplant, yeah. my husband's grandmother, every time she comes down, she makes an eggplant parm.
Right.
Every time she brings it down, she makes it up there so that way when she gets down here, all she has to do is stick it in the oven.
For sure. When I was on patrol, he used to make it around Christmas time for the shift. And I remember Sergeant Cook was my sergeant back then, and Sergeant Bruning. And I feel like Sergeant Bruning got into the whole eggplant parm thing because
of that.
He's got a few sizes up since those days. But yeah, he gets into that eggplant parm.
Any of y'all want Bojangles?
I do like some Bojangles. Oh,
nothing wrong with some. You know, because Bojangles, it's bow time.
We are.
Just so you know, good plug
just
there.
Just throw that in there.
That was a layup for me.
We are looking for a sponsor still, folks. we get Bo do the bow time. You're here today for school resource officer. Let's start back at the beginning. What all have you done here before you got in school resource at the PD?
So before school resource officer, I started out as patrol, went through our training program and everything. I was on patrol for about 2 years. But prior to police work, my degree is actually, I have my teaching certification. It's in phys ed and health. It really, when we were moving and while I was in college, I was deciding between police work and teaching work. And when I didn't know what a school resource officer was in New Jersey. When I moved down here and found out about it, just like spoke to me right out the gate. I've done so much training prior to that. The local college gives us online training for free, different things. So tech stuff kind of went all over the place, interview and interrogation. I enjoyed our CIT training, was something I really embraced. Things about mental health, I try to study into all of that. And it kind of all plays into the school resource officer role to an extent. So I tried to do a little bit of everything prior to making what I consider one of my better career moves.
How long is the school resource officer, like just the basic certification?
That was, it takes 1 week to get your certification as a school resource officer, and that's one of the ones you have to go to, like, Edneyville.
So the state has a couple of education campuses that we go to have some more standardized training so you're not getting taught different things all over the state. So that's what we do. We get certified through this state organization that, so we know every SRO in the state that's taken the class has seen the same thing and heard the same thing.
That's right.
How long, so what school are you? I already said it earlier.
Yeah, so I work with Lake Norman Charter School. I work from generally with the middle school, 5th grade through 12th, but I also visit the elementary school campus, which is on a different location in town. It's great going from K through 12 because you get to deal with all kinds of different personalities. The kids are excited to see you, and you kind of get to reach out and do a lot of different kind of work.
So what exactly is your role at the school?
So the Huntersville school resource officer policy starts and says that the job is to police, counsel, and teach. And at my specific school, I get a great opportunity to do all three of those things. Anytime that police work has to be done or a report has to be taken, I'm there for that. First and foremost, you're there for security. Anything that is dangerous coming, you know, a dangerous or a threat towards the school, I'm there to prevent that from happening. And the idea is being there will keep it from coming there at all. I get asked a lot to do different teachings. I do it with some of the civics classes, even the phys ed and health classes sometimes ask about stuff. I work with, I give some PowerPoints on opioids and things like that. And then the counseling is actually probably my favorite part. Kids nowadays, especially in today's environment with the pandemic and everything, mental health and emotional health is something that a lot of kids need assistance with or want an opportunity to talk to somebody. We have great guidance counselors at the school, but I'm just another person to lend an ear. Sometimes kids aren't quite as comfortable talking to their parents about certain issues, and I'm always keeping the parents in the loop and making sure that they're okay with us having those types of conversations. You know, so I usually work hand in hand with one of the vice principals or the principal, the guidance counselors. We kind of do that together, and I usually have some success dealing with our students. So
sounds like you do a lot there.
Yeah, I take
big
it as
part of the school.
Yeah, part of the sport. You know, we're there for the sports programs and everything like that. Working security, so it's really every aspect. I mean, and Lake Norman Charter is so great, involving me in all kinds of things. I mean, I've been in art classes, working with art students. Different perspectives about things, and they're really good and open-minded, and I try to be the same for them.
Awesome.
I've been over there. You've done a couple of presentations before on social media and your safety on that. What do you find is probably the most important aspect? You gave three things just now. What do you feel like is your most important aspect of those?
I would say for my specific role, the counseling part is probably the most important, only because I seem to draw a lot of the students out and they seek for help. So the fact that I don't have to ask for them, they'll come. There's always someone at my door. There's parents and students always asking for my assistance. It's something I take a lot of pride in, because talking about certain things that are bothering you, it takes a lot to ask for help, and for me to be one of those people,
that shows the important role of school resource, and then also the importance of having somebody that's a steady, stable school resource officer at the school, meaning, you know, you've been at the school for several years now.
Not changing schools.
They're not seeing a new officer every year that they have to get used to. And that kind of coincides with the whole community policing thing. Yep. That, you know, we want the same people in the same areas all the time, where it might for not sure. give a lot of, the officers may be seeing the same things all the time, but we want them to be able to establish that rapport
and
that
trust,
you have.
Yeah.
Trust.
Yeah.
This, for example, this is the first year that all of the kids in the middle school will be familiar with me. So, like, I got there, and so, like, the freshmen this year were in fifth grade the year before I got there. So, this year, the whole middle school should be familiar with me and most of the high school. So, I think there's, like, two-year gap there that there may be some kids that I don't know.
You're getting old.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. I sometimes wonder if I'm losing touch, you know what I mean? Like, I can't really talk so much about current music and everything. I'll have to start bringing back some throwbacks.
No,
and,
yeah,
you know,
go throwback.
Yeah,
please,
I
got to
do what I can. But
I
keep up okay, though.
Yeah, no current
keep
stuff.
Okay. But speaking of not keeping up and sometimes with police work, I don't know if certain things that I haven't had as much training on, because I've been focusing on a lot of school resource stuff, is did you hear like what happened the other day with the smashed chickpea?
I don't even.
Yeah,
no,
it's been a while since I had to investigate a homicide, so I wasn't really. You know, well, in case you don't know, hummus is made out of chickpeas. So.
Who invited this guy?
I'm just saying.
What
I mean, but
it,
the cool part is I don't have to. You know, we have a lot of talented
Dad
detectives,
jokes.
Talented detectives here at HPD, like with the spittoon of alpacas, because a llama side. It's been a real long time since I've been around one of those.
So apparently, if we're gonna have Officer Bo back, I'm gonna have to figure out a way to do sound effects now.
Yeah.
So I can give him a rim shot.
Just
as
no
another
doubt.
Another
no doubt. I'll tell you what, too. We have great patrol officers. This will be the last one, I promise. we have great patrol officers, but as you know, we keep good use of our bathrooms around here. And I've been a little upset because of all those stolen toilet seats. I've heard patrol's got nothing to go on.
Nothing.
You've got all that practice of doing these, you know, I'm not going to laugh at
Look
your
at this,
joking.
This one
good.
Over
yeah,
here
yeah,
is
see,
dying.
That's how I know, yeah. I see, that's pretty good. At least like, I just need one of two.
Well,
good,
we did have 150 subscribers.
Yeah, hey.
Now we have 130. Thanks for killing the
I'm
vibe.
All out now. I'm all out. Until next time.
I mean, I'll laugh at anything.
There we
go. I like the homicide one. I mean, the thing is, I don't know if everyone knows chickpeas and hummus. Or, you know.
I do.
Yeah, sorry. You just didn't think it was funny.
Surprisingly.
I love some good hummus, though. I'm on a Mediterranean diet right now, so I've gained weight, but I'm much healthier. It's just happened. I don't know. My wife made me do it. So.
I've got I'm on a seafood diet.
Seafood.
And eat it.
And you eat it.
She's like, you can eat pasta on this because it's Italian. It's Mediterranean. I'm like, I mean, that sounds good to me, and I do feel better. But it's, you know, it's that Netflix show with Zac Efron with the
what is happening?
Oh,
all that stuff.
I started
yeah, the
watching
Centaurians,
it,
and you know, they live longer.
These people are out. They're not even listening anymore.
Sorry. Well, hey, so you already got some, you know, some dietary tips.
Like the Portuguese.
A couple good jokes.
We live longer.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
It's our diet. I
feel bad for your husband.
Mediterranean situation. We do a joke of the day at Lake Norman Charter
do
for
you?
Elementary school kids.
Were those
the
three
bus.
That you've remembered? Or?
I'm holding that one. I forget what the other one was. Something about, you know, undercover. It was like a under a vest. Something about a police officer's belly button or something. I don't remember.
Wow.
So what is your favorite part about being the SRO at Lake Norman Charter?
It's definitely, at that school specifically, I guess, it's just the relationship that you make with the students, the whole school. I mean, the parents are great. The charter school in general, it's such a family atmosphere in so many different ways. The administration there, like we work shoulder to shoulder together to make the school a better place. I get the opportunity to improve things and assist in different things to where I wouldn't think I'd be able to do before. It's like the mutual respect that we have at administration wise is great, and the students' cooperation and openness to talk, and some of the subjects I get are so interesting. I learn just as much from them as I teach them, really, a lot of days.
That's awesome.
So with all the talk of, like, let's get rid of SROs. We don't need SROs in a school. Like, we don't need the police there. I mean, what would be some of the drawbacks to that should that happen?
So the way I look at it is, like, I get all this stuff from the news and the media, and I see how police work is being looked at and spoken of, especially with the school resource thing. And I think it would be a real shame to modify the program at all anywhere in the country, because I tell people a lot that might have a problem with police that police officers don't always get the opportunity to engage with you in a positive environment. Most people's contact with the police are not negative, but in a situation where there's a lot of emotion,
because they're calling because something's going wrong.
Yeah. And even if you need help, there's an emotion involved that if someone's under arrest, and I always tell people, like, it's not always bad people we arrest. It could be good people that made a bad decision, but it's not always seen that way. So there's a lot of emotion, and it could turn into just emotion into, you know, negativity towards the police. School resource officers' contact is generally should be just every day with almost as many students as you can, and make it a positive experience. So if they do have an experience, like, if I've never heard someone really get a ticket and be like, that officer was great. I mean, actually, sometimes you do get that stuff, you know,
yeah.
But a lot of times you get a ticket. No one ever wants to admit wrongdoing. That goes for police officers, civilians, everything. And if you're getting a citation or something along those lines, you're going to have a sour taste in your mouth. But who wouldn't? That's a normal reaction. School resource officers get the opportunity to engage with the public every day and create a mutual trust and everything. And if they have a negative situation with a police officer later on, they have so many positive ones to compare it to, and it just kind of hopefully gels in, and overall you get a better sense. And I'd hate for something like that to go away. I love the things we do in town outside of SRO, with, like, you know, ice cream cone with a cop, or mm-hmm. chocolate with a cop at Kilwin's, and mm-hmm. we do all kinds of things to engage with the public, and we have such a great city that we work for. So here I think we do a really good job of engaging and having a positive vibe. But just all over the country, and even here, the school resource officers can make a positive difference for just the reputation of the career.
We said that. I mean, I think so. A lot of our training officers say that too. A lot of times that normal interaction with the police, you've got one opportunity to make an impression, and that's what everybody is. So if you can establish that reputation early at a school age, and be realistic about it, you know, we could stick somebody like, I mean, we got this one guy, Officer Abraham. We could stick him in a school, and but it's important to establish those relationships early, and
for sure,
and make that good impression, and go from there. Do you have anything? You want a free mic for a minute, even though you told some awful jokes?
I was saying, I did use up all my jokes. I guess it's just, if I have the opportunity, I always want to thank everyone out there. Everyone's so good to us, our town specifically. We get a lot of support. It's been a tough time. I encourage officers listening to take care of their mental health. It's very important. My background is military, and doing police work, there's a lot of mental health issues that go on. It can be hard to admit any of these things, but have someone that you trust, talk to them, and do your best. Again, our town, that's why I say so much about our town being supportive, and the gestures that are made on a daily basis makes it that much better for our officers and their mental health. I enjoy working there. I'll shout out again the Lake Norman Charter School. They treat me so well. The parents and the community always giving me such positive feedback. And people that do have any kind of negative feedback feel comfortable coming to me, and we have a good, respectful conversation and get on the same page. So I couldn't be more grateful for the police department I work for and for the town that we serve.
Wow, that's awesome, dude. Thank you for that. That's good stuff. We say it every week on here that we appreciate all the support that the community gives us, because there are definitely police departments out there that are not getting community support.
Correct.
So that's great. The question of the week,
the question
posed to everybody. First of all, we are in a coat closet, supply closet. So take a look around. anything you see that you would not expect to see in a police department supply closet where a podcast takes place?
Looking around. This is kind of a tough question, I guess. I mean, you got the bone saw over here. I'm not sure exactly bone what you're doing over with this situation. I don't know if it, like, handcuffing techniques gone wrong, losing a key, and someone's got to evac quickly. You got some hardware over there saw. To take care of that.
Some bike tires.
The bike tires. Well, we've got. You never know what could happen on a bike. You know, a shout out.
Wait a minute. I found this yesterday.
Paint.
A pint. A quart of paint.
Quart of paint. Do we know the color?
Just kind of interior flat. Interior. Is all it says.
Hey.
Oh wait, no. It looks like brown.
It's also brown. Also yes. Brown.
It's brown.
I would say we've got some great bicycle officers here, but I've heard that Officer LeHue may need to update some of his equipment.
Yeah,
here,
we're getting him something else. Training wheels.
that might do it.
So some
training some
wheels
extra equipment for him over here
on his bike. So Odette and I decided that the traffic tip of the week, we're gonna forego that thing because people are still crashing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Officer Bo is raising his hand again.
Sorry. Because I have to send this out tomorrow on Schoology for my school. Traffic tip of the week. There is a sign that you cannot turn left into campus.
A sign.
At 7:15 to 8:15. Reminder to all parents, if you're coming from the south, leave early, or you're going to have to go around because Officer Bo is going to be blocking your way.
Oh, and they know you're going to be doing it. And they'll probably think it's me because that's what happens. Like, you direct traffic, and then they're like, hey, I'll have my friends call. Hey, I saw you directing traffic in front of Lake Norman Charter this morning. I'm like, do you know that I don't even get out from behind my desk?
The fifth grade parents are new to the school generally, to that area, so they may not know. And the ones that are familiar with the school will be able to tell you, I am not shy about using my whistle.
Do you? Me either. I totally use my whistle.
I mean, I got, you know, Fox 40 on blast.
Never mind. Yeah. Do you think we could try like one of those twinsy swapping things? Like have you start something and have the kids turn around or something? You walk out and I'll come in real fast.
My son for sure would fall for it. He'd just be like, something's off. But you know what? I'm just going to roll with it.
Right now, I think the beard would kind of throw it off.
Yeah.
The beard would throw it off. Yeah. It depends. If you go right in and put on some Netflix and sit on the couch, they won't even know something.
The kids,
then
your kids
different.
Won't.
Kids will be like,
just
hey.
Have to do a little bit more work on your hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
To grow some.
Yep.
You gotta be able to grow some.
My gosh. So we referred to the book last week, Law Enforcement, Emotional Survival. For those of you police officers listening out there, we talked CIT, but again, since he brought it up again, it's a good book to go listen to, and I'm going to read it again because of Odette.
Me? Because of me?
Yes.
Okay.
And like I was saying earlier with you guys, it's also good for your spouse to read to kind of get an understanding. My wife loved reading the book and learned a lot from it. So.
Awesome. Huh. So please lock your cars. Get your weapons out of them.
Yeah,
valuables.
Still having car break-ins.
Believe
Safe
it or not.
Break-ins. They're usually open.
Yes. Still getting your cars doors opened.
And the guns in the cars.
Yeah, I'm still crazy. We may have to do a follow-up episode about that to figure out how many of those are. Coming up on episode 11.
DV, domestic violence. We're going to have Detective Thornton come and talk about that and give some awesome information.
Yep. So thank you for listening to episode 10, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HPD HQ. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's easy. Just type in Huntersville Police Department. If you have a comment or question for the HPD HQ podcast, email us podcast@huntersville.org. That's podcast@huntersville.org. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it, and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. We are the Huntersville Police Department, and remember, making good choices makes for a better day. One of these is pulling out through the tunnel. He has to kill him from ground level 2.